This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Oanda senior market analyst Kelvin Wong in Singapore. Good morning from London, Kelvin. Good afternoon to you.
Good morning to you, Johnny, and good afternoon over at my end.
So let's start with markets where you are in Asia Pacific. Overnight, we've heard from US President Donald Trump, who has warned that countries which side with the policies of the BRICS alliance that go against US interests, as he's said, will be hit with an additional 10% tariff. So the tariff uncertainty continues, Kelvin. And this, of course, has had an effect on markets, with the Asian markets weaker to start the week.
Yes, precisely. So on top of Trump's threat, as usual, stating that he's likely to send out letters to US major trading partners with regards to the percentage of tariffs that could be hit respectively to them, either today or tomorrow, ahead of that Wednesday, 9th of July expiration deadline of that 90 days tariffs pause President Trump initially implemented in April. So that is more on the component of the higher global reciprocal tariffs, excluding China, because China managed to actually get a longer expiration date due to the negotiation deal that's been done 2.5 weeks ago with US. So right now, there's a lot of mixed messaging coming out from the US White House administration. So yes, on one top of that, Trump's, as usual, showing his rather hawkish rhetoric. On another hand, the Commerce Secretary, Lunit, he's the one that is pretty much in charge of implementation of the various so-called different tier of US tariffs against their trading partners. He did mention explicitly saying that the effect of these higher reciprocal tariffs will take effect on the exact date on 1st of August. So between now, i.e. the deadline of 9th of July to 1st of August, perhaps there could be some leeway or breathing a space for countries that has yet to actually finalize their negotiation with US. So there could be a chance that there could be further extension before the 1st of August effective date. So that create a bit of uncertainty on how these higher reciprocal tariffs will be implemented and how are they going to impact the various trading partners. So for sure, right now, we only start to see so-called deals that is being verbally agreed on and publicly known will be US and Vietnam, US and UK. And Trump himself saying last week that it's very promising between UK and India, but roadblocks is being US and Japan, US and South Korea, US and even EU. So with that, that created a bit of negative feedback loop in the global equities, especially in Asia today. So if you look at Asia session, in fact, we see a sea of red in the major Asia-Pacific benchmark stock indices. The Nikkei 225, which is the benchmark for the Japan stock market, is down by negative 0.6%. The Hang Seng managed to actually, initially it was down by negative 0.5%, but reduced its loss to negative 0.10%. And you have the China mainland Asia benchmark index, which is the CSI 300, down negative 0.4%. And also we do see the Australia 200, which is the ASX 200, down by negative 0.2%. And one shining star in the Asia Pacific region is the Singapore Straits Times Index, which is the Singapore benchmark stock index. It's actually managed to gain by 0.45% to a fresh all-time high at 4,031. That's more likely due to some of the much more safe haven status of Singapore counters that is managed to buck the trend for today, given they are much more resilient earnings flow, especially from the three local banks like DBS, UOB, and OCBC. And going forward, we look at the FX market. Seems to us that FX market, the dollar is actually gaining strength, taking into account of the rebound that has been seen ex post non-farm payroll data on last Thursday, which came in better than expected.
Yes, Kelvin, we had an earlier than usual non-farm payroll last week because of July the 4th. We haven't got the usual hangover the following Monday. But it's interesting to see how, in terms of future rate rises, this has affected what markets think will happen over the next few months. Because at one point, we were looking at 3 rate cuts, weren't we? How has that changed in terms of between now and the end of the year?
So if we look at the situation prior to the non-farm payroll release on last Thursday, we're talking about, in fact, the end of June to the early part of July, we start to see a pronounced dollar weakness almost in most of the major dollar pairs. So the weakest is being the dollar against the Swiss franc. So even at one point in time, the CME Fed Watch 2, taking into account of the price movement of the Fed Funds Futures contract, so traders in the Fed Funds Futures contract is actually anticipating a rather high chance of a third cut to come in the December FOMC meeting. So that was odds about 60%. So that was the day right up before non-farm payroll data on Wednesday. So once the non-farm payroll data came out better than expected, so that kind of reduced the risk of a softening US labor market, which allows the Fed to go back to their comfort zone of wait and see again, or waiting for more data to actually be more firm up in their interest rate cut cycle. So that potential third interest rate cut in the December FOMC meeting has been greatly reduced. I think now we are looking at, previously I last looked at the data from CME Fed Watch 2, it was from 60% chance, now it dipped down to 30%, which now moving in line with that June latest dot plot from the FOMC median forecast by the FOMC officials, back in line with potential only 2 interest rate cut this year. So with that, actually potentially starts to see this so-called dollar rebound that is taking shape right now. But in my own personal opinion, this dollar rebound at this point in time is still early to say that we are the start of a trend reversal of a ongoing major downtrend from the dollar that has taken shape since early this year. So it's too early to say that the dollar has found a bottom where we could start to see a major trend reversal to the upside, because fundamentally we still have White House administration policy that is still detrimental to the dollar, especially with that passage of that one beautiful tax bill by the House prior to the 4th of July U.S. Independence Day holiday. The $3.4 trillion tax cut has already been passed, and potentially with this tremendous amount of tax cut, that could actually add or burden the U.S. Budget deficit wider. Some estimates are looking at additional $3.3 U.S. trillion of deficit would be added in the next 10 years. So with that coming into play, potentially what we could see is the dollar may also start to weaken further. And do not forget, with Trump's policy of wanting to make U.S. a major manufacturing hub, that potentially could also weaken the dollar further as well.
Okay, let's now look to the week ahead. I know we've got some central banks this week, including the RBA. Are we expecting an interest rate cut from Australia tomorrow, Kelvin?
Yes. So if you look at the consensus right now, it seems that the consensus has already baked in a 25 basis point cut for the RBA short-term policy rates to bring it down by 25 basis point by to 3.6% from 3.85%. So that will be the second consecutive cut of 25 basis point each since it cuts its rates on the May meeting itself. So now market participants right now will be hearing very closely the speech 1 hour later from RBA Governor Bullock stating that whether will this be a hawkish cut or a dovish cut. So bearing in mind over here is that RBA tends to be rather cautious every time they cut their interest rate. The previous cut that was done at the start of this year, which was on the February cut itself. So during the February cut, the RBA actually stated they do not expect a consecutive cut throughout. So it's like cut and they pause and they wait and see what they will do next. So this could perhaps be the same stance again as well, looking into account of the current situation right now. Especially, do not forget over here is that the RBA interest rate came one day ahead of the 9th of July deadline for that expiration of the 90-day pause on the US higher global reciprocal tariffs. So perhaps potentially there could be a hawkish cut for tomorrow by RBA, stating that after that 25 basis point cut to bring it down to 3.6% from 3.85%, that will be a wait and hold approach then. And market seems to really have starts to price in this RBA cut where the Aussie dollar sold off in the last two session. And in fact, very interestingly, the Aussie dollar right now is back at the 50-day moving average, which is at 64.80, very close to it, ahead of RBA meeting tomorrow. And now seeing those very short-term momentum indicators screaming at a extreme oversold region. So something to take a note of, given that markets has priced in tomorrow's cut by RBA. And the next Asia Pacific Central Bank to take note of will be the following day on Wednesday, which is the cousin, the Ethiopian cousin, which is RBNZ monetary policy meeting. So that will come in, the exact timing will be at 10 a.m. Singapore time on Wednesday, RBNZ interest rate decision. So for that, market do not expect RBA to cut this time around and expect them to actually be holding its benchmark interest rate at 3.25%.
Thank you very much, Kelvin. We'll speak to you very soon.
My pleasure, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse Podcast by Oanda.